understand what you want to get out of a product and what you want to sell on Amazon. How's my product going to help somebody?
Would you say that there is such a thing as work-life balance when you're an entrepreneur?
Yes. If you don't do that, you can start making serious mistakes.
I have a differing opinion. So I can't have all my eggs in this one basket of Amazon. I'm now going to look to sell it elsewhere. And that was like a light bulb moment for me as a brand new seller.
Yeah.
So I then pivoted to Shopify. And this is the takeaway for people listening.
Yep.
I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. In today's episode, I've got a very special guest. She's a client of mine. Her name is Melissa Spooner, who is an excellent speech pathologist in the local area. And she's making the transition, a challenging transition from the healthcare profession and in the future, hopefully, into the Amazon e-com space. Welcome, Melissa.
Thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. I really appreciate you coming in today. I think today is going to be really interesting because I want to give people a sense of what it's like, A, moving from, I guess, in the future for you, the 9-to-5.
Yeah.
And you're now self-employed anyway.
Yes.
But also, you know, you're not doing millions of dollars on Amazon.
Not right?
Yet. So not yet.
Yep.
But so now you're in this sort of incubation period where we can sort of dive deep into what is it like thinking about doing this transition? What are some of the pitfalls? What some of the challenges that you're going through right in the very beginning?
Yeah.
Because I think by the time you get to your 7-8 figures, like I know you're going to,
yep,
you'll forget. So let's dive deep into what it's like. And I think the first question really is, Melissa, is why Amazon, with all the types of different businesses out there that you could do, like coffee store, like maybe investing in crypto, why was it Amazon?
Look, you know, when I started out, you know, my working career, I was working the 9-to-5. And at that point, I was an executive assistant at that time in a big corporate company. And, you know, I had the opportunity to change my life. My husband said to me, look, you know, if you're going to do it, you I want to give you this opportunity to go off and do that. So I gave speech pathology a crack at uni, and in the meantime, having two children, juggling two children, and you know, my husband travelling, and then I thought, you know what, you know, I'll start, you know, working as speech pathology, working for somebody else. Mm-hmm. Started doing that, and I just realised, you know, this is not for me, working for somebody else. And not in my wildest dreams would I ever have thought while I was at uni that I would ever set up my own clinic.
Right.
And so I did that, and it's really given me the confidence to be able to dream bigger now.
Yeah. And so just on that though, Melissa, what was it like though moving from the 9-to-5, now going into your own speech pathology business?
I feel like I'm really in control of what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I can, you know, set my own hours, and I can see the patients that I want to see, which is such a lovely thing that I have for myself, and I can concentrate on a particular area of speech pathology, which I really love.
What would you say was the biggest, I guess, eye-opener, having gone from the 9-to-5 into your own speech pathology business?
I think what it is that feeling, can I do this on my own? Mm-hmm. Can I build a business and be successful at it? You know, I always also thought that, you know, this is something that I'm passionate about, you know, but opening up a business, that's a huge deal.
Yeah.
I was always, like I said, I was always the one that was wanting to just do 9-to-5. It's safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a safe bet for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, and it was hard initially to go out on my own. You know, I did feel that anxiety and am I good enough?
What if you weren't going to get a client?
What if I wasn't going to get a client, you know? And I didn't have clients when I first started, but, you know, I had to, you know, get on the bike and start pedaling.
Were you like door knocking?
Yeah, and ringing around, getting myself out there.
Yeah.
So people knew who I was, and this is me, you know. But initially doing that, that's out of my comfort zone.
Mm.
It's really out of my comfort zone.
I talk a lot about that, you know, obviously comfort zone. I talk about the 9 to 5 is actually like it traps you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it seems easy. Yeah. Yes. It's just sort of like, okay, I can keep doing this. But then you've now switched, you've broken out of that now into this self-employed entrepreneurial world.
Yes.
Right? And so having found success there, now you're looking at doing this Amazon business. Yeah. And really, it's not really necessarily an Amazon business. We've spoken before about we're learning Amazon, but it could be any type of online business, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what has so just back to why Amazon as opposed to any other type of business? Was there something that sort of you said, oh yeah, that's the reason why, because it's online or you can take it anywhere?
Sure. Yep. It's more the flexibility to be able to work from anywhere, but then also the financial growth that we can have in Amazon. But then also, more importantly, it's the growth, the entrepreneurial growth.
Of you personally.
Of me personally. Yeah. And because now I've got that confidence. And you know what, it is mindset initially. It was massive mindset for me to have the acknowledgement for myself that, you know what, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, and I am going to do this.
But you got that though, because you've done the transition from 9 to 5 into your own speech pathology business.
And that's given me the confidence. And then also working on my own and not relying on anybody else except for myself.
Yeah. But you talked about, I think, one day that you had a coach for your speech pathology business, was that right?
Yeah, so we do, I do have, and I still have, you know, mentoring in my speech pathology business, which is crucial because you're always going to come up against clients that are particularly difficult. You can't know everything, so you're going to lean on your supervisors to direct you in the right way possible that's evidence-based.
Mm-hmm.
That's been very beneficial for me.
So what you're saying though is that you've had the success with a mentor in the speech pathology space.
Yeah.
And now you've sought out myself.
Yes.
In the Amazon space.
Yes.
Or Amazon e-commerce space.
That's right.
And so now we've been working together now for a few months. But I want to touch on something though, because you had started an Amazon training program some time ago though, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's kind of been lingering in the background.
It has been.
What do you think was the reason that prevented you from moving forward in that at that time with that training program to what you've done now?
Because I didn't have the confidence back then to, you know, go ahead with the course in its entirety. And I was setting up my clinic at the time as well, because I just finished uni at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, you know what, I really need to get this off the ground because I want to get it off the ground. And that was really important to me because that allowed me to build the confidence and build my own self-awareness to be able to achieve such a massive thing for me is to set up a new clinic.
Yeah.
And that was huge.
I don't think you're alone though, because I remember going to that Ecom Tribe Summit recently, which you went to as well.
I did, yeah.
And when I walked into the room, I started talking to people and, you know, how are you going? What have you been up to? And I found that a lot of people, surprisingly more than I had expected, I'd said, what are you up to? And they're like, oh, I'm still thinking about it. But I was like, hang on, when did you start doing your training? Oh, 2019. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
What, half a decade or something?
No, I knew 2024 was going to be.
But this wasn't even you, Melissa. This was like other people. So they're all sort of in the same boat.
Yeah, that's right. But I knew this year, I said to my husband, this year is it for Amazon. I'm ready now to really give it all that I've got and juggle the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get with Matt Fraser. Definitely have to get with Matt, because I did see you, in the course that we're speaking about, and killing it. And I just thought, okay, this is the type of person that I need to mentor me like I do within speech.
Yeah.
So, and this is where we are now. So,
yeah. Having started in this Amazon journey, what you now say is like the most challenging part?
Finding this product. The product is the hardest thing to find because you've got all these elements that you're thinking about in your brain, looking at certain things of a particular product and thinking, you know, is this something that's going to be acceptable to take to market? You know, is there a lot of this in the market already?
Yeah. Maybe you should change it though, because I think a lot of the time people who come into this Amazon business, particularly I think when they see me and the results that I've got, they want similar, if not more.
Yeah. Right?
And then they want the lifestyle that comes from that.
Yeah.
But maybe it's not, you know, they're putting a lot of pressure on themselves to find the one.
Yeah.
Like the one product that's going to make millions and millions and millions.
Mm.
But maybe it's taking that pressure away.
Yeah.
And finding like five that each do like 500,000 a year.
Yeah.
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 So, and combined they do millions.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. And look, I'm looking for, you know, products like that. However, you still feel like you're going around in circles sometimes. But you know, that's just the nature of the game. You know, it is the nature of the game, and it is total mindset for sure. And just with, you know, your help, of course, leaning on your expertise, which is really important, it, you know, it's definitely going to help me put me.
I think people should know though too, Melissa, is that I don't do the work for you.
Definitely not, right? No.
My job as a mentor is to guide.
Yes.
And more so prevent people from making big financial mistakes.
Yes.
And I'll tell you this story about someone that I recently came across.
Yeah.
And they had already invested $30,000 into a product that was just like a me too average product.
Yes.
And I don't want to say what it is because they'll know, but, and I don't want to diss them.
No.
But if I had met them sooner,
yes,
then I would have said, don't invest 30 grand into that product that's probably not going to sell.
Mm-hmm.
How about if you really believe in that product, let's start with like maybe 5,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something that's not a huge chunk of money. And it's all about, it's like testing the market. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. And look, you know, that's definitely a great strategy to take on, and a very safe strategy, because this is all very new and going to be new to a lot of people. So, you know, taking it down a path where it's financially viable for yourself initially, just to test the market out. Mm. To see whether or not, but you're also gaining a lot of experience doing that too, right? Because you are, you know, getting this product, going through the motions of putting it into Amazon, you know, dealing with Amazon idiosyncrasies and becoming very familiar with how the whole system works.
Yeah.
If you put in, you know, thousands of dollars without even knowing what you're doing, because you haven't started down just the 100 to get you started, you could be in a lot of financial trouble and put yourself under a lot of financial stress, which is, you don't want to do that. And I know certainly for me that's not what I want to do myself. So I think it's, definitely beneficial for me to, go down that 100 path first and still keep that positive mindset. You know, I will find something. Definitely will find, one or five products. Initially, I set up the Amazon account. That seems to be a breeze. I thought that was a breeze, you know. That's nothing compared to finding a product. So it was just a bottle top, you know, that I just got.
Yeah.
Just even putting that in, getting the packaging, getting the barcoding, setting up all the, the forms in Amazon, that just seemed to be really streamlined. I thought, wow, this is not bad. This is completely fine.
Mm.
I can understand that it can be overwhelming for some people.
Yes.
But I'm a type of person who doesn't quit.
You just find the solution.
I just do it. You know, I just, you know what, if something hard comes up, okay, so, yeah, this is just a blip in the, you know, in the moments of time. So just keep on going. Mm. So I didn't have that, you know, difficulty of getting onto Amazon initially.
But some people do, Melissa.
They do, yeah.
I find there's these two points where people quit.
Yeah.
That I've seen. The first one is they might have done it like an Amazon training program.
Yes.
And they just can't navigate even something like the legal entity.
Yeah.
And I know that we spoke about that because you've got a US legal entity, you've got all sorts of things.
Yeah.
You've got a property over in the US as well.
Yeah,
that,
I do.
An investment property. But so setting that up can be quite difficult.
Yeah.
And it's just like this. They go to set it up, they don't know what legal entity to set up, and that means, oh, I'm going to have to talk to an accountant. Oh, that's going to be like $500. Oh, that's more money. So automatically they're thinking, there's all this money that I'm going to have to start shelling out. And I haven't even got to this dream of selling the product yet online and making money.
Yeah.
I think people miss that step.
Yeah. But you know what I think, Matt, as well, you know, you've got to keep thinking of that goal. What is your goal?
Mm.
Where do you want to be? And I know my goal and I know where I want to be. And I will keep striving for that. It's exactly what I did when I was at uni. You know, sure, there was a few times when I was going to quit because it was hard.
Yeah.
You know, getting a degree is hard, you know, but I thought, no, you know, I know what I want and I'm going to go and get it.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, during those periods in time in your life when it does get hard, you just throw it away. That's not my personality. That's not what I'm like, but I do understand that there are people out there that, you know, may not have that same tenacity or just think, you know, maybe this isn't for me. I'm just going to park it.
Yeah.
I may pick it up later, but I may not pick it up.
But this is for other people you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's why it's so easy to quit.
It is very easy to quit.
Because
it comes down to mindset, right? As well. So having that ability to, you know, really strive for your goal and think, no, I'm going to do this. What do I need to do to get myself in a position where I'm going to reach this goal? Okay, so maybe I do need to get a mentor. You know, maybe I need a Matt in my life to help me through these steps, which is I would highly recommend that if you're going through this Amazon journey on your own, I think you're going to stifle yourself, especially if there is no one else that is in Amazon, because you're just not going to have anybody there to speak to. And it is a lonely journey. It can be lonely, especially, you know, with the product, trying to find that product.
Yeah.
And you know the struggles. And it has been difficult. But when you have a mentor, it really does help you to get into perspective.
Yeah. What would you say then it has been the most eye-opening thing that within our time together that I've given to you through advice or mentorship? Was there something that has stood out the most that you thought, oh, that's interesting, I didn't know that? Or
oh, there's been a few things.
Okay. tell them all.
So I think, you know, where to actually start, where to actually look for a product that it niches. And I think you need to understand, you know, what you want to get out of a product and what you want to sell onto Amazon sort of initially. What are the areas that people are sort of looking for that are going to create some type of that you're going to help them?
Mm-hmm.
How's my product going to help somebody?
Yeah.
Never initially thought of it like that. Mm-hmm. Thought, okay, well, I should be thinking about that because, you know, people buy products because they're needing it to do something for them.
Yeah.
So,
and I like to choose products that have a need rather than a solve a problem.
That solve a problem.
Rather than just a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. You know, I want that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It needs to be able to definitely solve a problem. That's been a big one. And it needs to be maybe, you know, unique as well. How is it different from everything else that we see in the market?
Yeah.
How are people going to perceive this particular product in the market? Is it different from everything else? And when I say uniqueness, we're thinking about maybe, you know, wanting the product in their life. So say, for example, you know, it's going to be, I don't know, something to help someone breathe or something like that. Or how is that going to help that person?
Yeah, because you're already, Melissa, in the healthcare space. So you know what it's like to help people.
I do.
And I've got a product that's in the healthcare space which helps people.
Yes.
Yeah, but it could be anything. It'd be like someone we know has a toilet business. But it solves a problem because it's in the sort of like the mobile toilet business, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It really solves a problem.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, who would you say has been the most influential person in your life, though, to help you get to where you are? Because I talk about, you know, you could do this on your own, but if you're in a family situation, if you don't have that someone who's also in your corner supporting you, it can make it very difficult.
Yeah, definitely my husband and my kids. You know, they're there supporting me. They want me to do well. You know, they're always pushing me to be the best that I can be. And I think without them, you know, who knows? You know, would I still be in the same position I am today, you know, pushing forward, you know, with my clinic and you know, gaining that confidence and with somebody in my corner, you know, you've got this, you can do this.
Would you say that there is such a thing as work-life balance when you're an entrepreneur?
Yes.
There is?
Yeah, totally. Okay. You know, just recently, you know, thank goodness Easter came round, you know, because I just thought to myself, you know what, I'm just going to grab my family and we're just going to shut the computer. I don't want to have a look at anything else and just need to have some time out with them and just reflect on what's been happening for these last couple of months with Amazon in my clinic and just refresh is really important to really have that in your life, because I think if you don't do that, you can start making serious mistakes and not reflecting on yourself. You know, that's one big point that I always do within my clinic when I'm, you know, providing therapy for my clients, but then also, you know, even at home and now also in this Amazon business.
I think because I have a differing opinion. Stop the video.
Yeah.
I have a differing opinion.
All right.
And that, you know, in my case, I think the difference is that my back was up against the wall financially.
Yep.
Right. So I was like just hammer and tongs, just work. And my wife, who's also my biggest supporter, was basically like, you have to go and do whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Now, you've got a different sort of journey basically, right? You've got money behind you. You've got a great career.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different. You can kind of take your time in a way of not having to be 24/7 just stuck in the computer like researching and sort of keep that, I guess, the balance that you're talking about is also a sanity balance, isn't it?
Yeah.
For you and the family, right?
Yeah, I definitely need to have that balance. If I don't have that balance, I will go insane. And my family will go insane because they'll have me around. Just go to the beach, Mum, will you?
Yeah.
Because that is my happy place and that's where I find myself to be able to relax.
Yeah.
And in nature. You know, just doing a bit of, you know, meditation, you know, walking along. And it gives me time to, think about, you know, different ideas for products. You know, I do that. Yeah. I go down walking on the beach and think about, you know, what niches would be, could I be looking into?
Can I ask you though, when you're walking along the beach thinking about things, do you ever have any self-doubt? Because this comes up a lot, you know, that they've gone into this Amazon business or they're thinking about doing it, they've started the training program and just that little bit of doubt comes in. Is there anything sort of that in the back of your, yes. I know you're pushing hard.
Yeah, no, it has. Even though I'm pushing hard, I still have that doubt thinking, am I ever going to find this product? It just seems so saturated on Amazon. Everyone's doing everything, it feels like, you know. So you just think, oh, well, maybe there's nothing left.
Yeah.
It's like, well, no, okay, I just need to step back a bit here and really think about, you know, why I'm having these thoughts, you know. Yeah.
And it is, because it is hard.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not going to sugarcoat this, Matt, definitely yeah. not, because it is hard. But I think if you, you know, keep at it, and it's resilience training, I reckon, this Amazon pathway.
That's so true.
It's resilience yeah. training, you know. So I reckon if you can get onto Amazon, you can do anything, you well, know, I go into different markets.
Just from what you've done, though, in your life, just obviously doing the degree, you had two kids, you got your degree, your business up and running.
Yeah.
That in itself has already built up your resilience level. So I think that's why it's given you that little bit of an advantage
yeah.
above most people who are now going into this Amazon-based yeah. business. But I always say, though, Melissa, it's not really about Amazon. We're not married to Amazon.
No, definitely not.
Amazon is just something that we can learn
yeah.
now to get yeah. sort of some online foundation,
yeah.
some online training foundation. Mm-hmm. But I know that we've already spoken about, hey, it could be e-commerce. It could be – we could eventually – even buy an existing business.
Exactly. And I have looked at that as well. You know, when I was having those self-doubt moments, you know, maybe I thought, oh, maybe I could just buy a business and be done with it, you know. But even that, you know, you've really got to make sure when you're going, if you're going to go down that pathway, to really analyze the business, you know, again, is it solving a problem for yeah. somebody? You know, is this something that, you know, customers could potentially buy? Do I have enough money to buy this particular business, you know? Because yeah. the businesses on there, you know, they're going for millions of dollars, you know. And you see companies on there that may be, you know, just wanting to just, you know, get rid of their business because they've just had enough of it.
Right.
And then you see that the, you know, financials are going through the floor.
Which could be an opportunity to jump in.
It could be an opportunity. See, you're still learning, right?
Yeah.
And it could be an opportunity. So they may have just let that business go for some unknown reason, maybe personal reasons or for something else that's happened in their life. And so maybe I could come in and swoop in and, you know, take it off them and build it again. So
yeah.
nothing's ever off the table, right?
No.
It's never off the table.
But the thing we've got to do, which you know about,
yeah.
is we've got to build the foundation of yeah. knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of how to actually operate an online business, starting off with like Amazon.
Yes.
And then we level that up to maybe we go into e-commerce.
Yes.
You know, because although people listening to this might think, oh, brilliant, I'll just go buy an established online business,
yeah.
it can be in Amazon or e-commerce. There's
exactly.
a variety of businesses yep. available. If people want to check them out, they can go to places like Empire Flippers,
yeah.
which they're all listed there for sale.
Yeah.
But having, if I went to you today and said, Melissa, what we should do is buy an Amazon business, but you'd never even opened an Amazon account or sold a single thing,
yeah.
you'd be totally freaking out.
I would be freaking out.
Yeah.
I'd be thinking, what are you talking about, Matt?
Yeah, and that's why we have to do it in stages.
Stages, right? Yeah.
You can't just jump straight to, I'm just going to buy this online business
yeah.
for the first thing.
And that's, you know, when I started with you, Matt, and I was looking at that bottle top and just going through those motions, even though I didn't have, you know, a lot of difficulty through that, I thought to myself, imagine if somebody had bought hundreds of thousands of these of a product that they were really passionate about and they haven't even done this process of...
Happens all the time.
Just one product, just throw it in and see what that process is. That's what was daunting for me, and I just thought, I am so glad I did not do that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, going through that process of finding a product and then just dumping something into Amazon, that is definitely not the way to
yeah.
go.
So what I, for those who don't know what I teach basically
yeah.
is we send in a single item and we use a bottle top opener
yeah.
as an example. We send yep. it in, we buy it, we send it into Amazon.
Yeah.
And this is, of course, just after we've set up the Amazon platform with our legal entities and
yes.
all the ID checks and what have
yeah.
you. We're sending this single item. And most people don't even know, Melissa, that you can send in one item.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People think you've got to send in like cartons and pallets and shipping containers into Amazon. Well, we send in one single item. And this is why Amazon is so good from an e-com online perspective, is that you can the barriers to entry are low.
Yes, they are.
Right? Yep. If you were going into like bricks and mortar, for example, and you had a product that you were selling through retail.
Yes.
Obviously, you can't just send in one.
No.
Right? You've got to send in a lot to cover all the bases of the retail chains.
Yeah.
So by sending in this one single item, what we're doing is we're pretending that it's 10,000 units, right? Yes. We've just got one without all the zeros.
Yeah.
And what happens is we iron out all the wrinkles. Mm. Was there anything that needed ironing out with yours? I can't remember. Was there challenges that popped up in that process?
Not in that initial bottle top process.
Yeah.
Not really, no.
Some people it does though.
I know.
They have. I'm dealing with people right now where just, I don't know, their ID check didn't get done properly. Now their account gets frozen. They now can't send in units.
And that really increases the blood pressure, right?
Anxiety goes through the roof.
It goes through the roof. And, yeah, I can see how people would just, you know what, I've had enough. This is not for me. If I'm having problems right now, can you imagine when I'm throwing in, you know, hundreds of products there and then the crap hits the fan and you just think, oh, my gosh, and then it's like, oh, my gosh, this is definitely not for me.
Yeah.
But like I said, you know, having that resilience and to have that stamina, no, it's only a blip in the moment.
Yeah.
Okay, come on, let's just keep going. What is that problem that I've just had? Right, step back a minute, reflect, you know, right, how can I fix that?
That's what I can do with clients as well because I add perspective.
Yeah.
Because I've had those same issues.
Yeah.
Where I've had products go in and for whatever reason, I remember getting suspended in Amazon and it was through, I think I had a bad customer review.
Yeah.
And so Amazon just shut down the listing and I think at that stage I was doing about, I think it was over $100,000 a month sort of in the early days. Mm. And then just from one day to the next, it's like, bank stopped.
Yeah.
And like, no more sales.
Oh.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And so you get on, your heart starts pumping.
Your heart is.
And you're doing like, oh my God.
Heart palpitations.
Yeah. Like what's going to, and this is your first time.
Yeah, of course.
And so you don't have anyone that you can call up and say, oh, what do I do now? It's like, it's all on you.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I'm going to have to dump. I had probably $20,000-$30,000, maybe more of stock in Amazon.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have to like dump it.
Yeah.
How am I going to sell this now?
And that's money.
All these things start going through your head. And ultimately what ended up happening is I contacted Amazon lawyers.
Yeah.
There's actually lawyers in the US that deal purely with Amazon sellers. That's how obviously bad it is, right? There's actually a dedicated team just for Amazon sellers to deal with Amazon.
Yeah, exactly.
So I reach out to them. They come up with this sort of what they call a plan of action.
Yes.
And I send it through and lo and behold, I think within a week it was sort of back up and running again.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But it was at that exact time I thought, oh, my God, this is when people quit.
Yeah.
Because it's just too much to handle.
Yeah.
Right?
I know if I was by myself and that happened to me, it would be really serious and I would be thinking about, oh, my God, I just got a bad review. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, that's – it feels like, all right, I'm never going to sell any more products again.
Yeah.
It's the stress of it, seeing that bad review.
Which is – look, it's not even so much the bad review – on its own, it's what came about from the bad review.
Yes.
Because the Amazon shutdown.
That would be even worse.
Because everyone's going to get – everyone gets bad reviews generally.
Yeah.
Okay. The bad reviews, though, can actually be used – this is a bit of coaching now.
Yeah.
The bad reviews can be used as a helping hand for you to improve your product.
Yeah. And you know what? When I am looking through these products that in my product research – I do look at the bad reviews and think about, so if they're having bad reviews on this particular product, I wonder how I can fix that.
Yes.
You know, I'm the fixer.
And this is a takeaway for people listening right now because they go, oh, actually, That's a good way to find a way to improve a product
yeah.
by looking at the bad reviews. So yep. you can bring in a product then that's improved based on those bad reviews.
Yeah, you're actually getting information for free.
Exactly.
It's for free, you know. So you're looking at this product and think, oh, okay, so why is it so bad? What's the problem here? And then think about, okay, well, if this is going to be a product that's going to help somebody, yeah, sure, they're getting some bad reviews. Well, hang on, what are these bad reviews? You know, what does that mean for the customer?
Yeah.
Maybe are they asking for something to be improved in there? Oh, wow, this Absolutely. Could be a golden opportunity, yeah. right?
I'll tell you how I was able to improve my own product from bad reviews.
Yeah.
And what ended up happening was all of a sudden we started seeing these negative, like one-star reviews saying, yeah. I've received a used product. And I thought, that can't be the case.
That can't be right.
And at first I thought, oh, no, what's happened is someone's returned the product back to Amazon and then Amazon's reshipped it. Oh, that's what I first
right.
thought.
Right, yeah.
So then I'm sort of going through that process.
Yeah.
What ultimately ended up happening from a lot of investigating,
yep.
the product I sell is plastic and it's yeah. in a box.
Mm.
And through the shipping process, the product moves
right.
within the box, mm. okay? And it's a kind of plastic that if it gets scratches on it, you can easily see it.
Right.
So that was what was happening.
It was just happening
in the shipping process. The customer's opening up the box and there's these scratches
yep.
on the side of the it's like polycarbonate, I think, yep. like a clear polycarbonate. Mm-hmm. And so we found a solution though, and what yep. we ended up doing was we put that product in a plastic bag which then goes into sealed. Okay.
Mm.
Which then goes into the box. And then we also included safety tabs on the box edge.
Nice.
Right? So that obviously if it's damaged, it's yeah. obviously clearly been opened.
Mm.
Now, these are things that we just didn't initially think of when we first launched that product.
Yeah.
So it was only through the negative reviews that we ended up putting those processes in place to improve the product.
Yeah.
yeah.
So we can say, you know, instead of negative reviews, we can call them golden reviews, yeah, right?
Yeah. You don't get too many of them though.
I know. Let's just change the narrative a little yeah. bit.
And I'll tell you one thing too, Melissa, is that when I first got shut down, it was obviously a big deal.
Yeah, of course.
But it also made me think, oh, my God, I cannot have all my eggs in one basket yeah. as a platform.
Yeah.
I think when people are going into Amazon, like what I did, I had my blinkers on. I yep. thought, oh, I'm an Amazon seller and I just have an Amazon business, full stop.
Yeah.
And then I get shut down because they don't tell you this in the training,
mm.
right?
Because I've always thought that. I've always thought, okay, so Amazon, okay, this is it. And you do get the blinkers on and that's when you feel like the pressure's on. And it's just like, you know what?
There are other
markets out
yeah,
there.
There's other markets.
Yeah.
There's other platforms. Like you can sell, obviously, different countries, different platforms.
Yes.
Selling on Amazon, mm. selling through e-commerce, which is your own, essentially mm. your own website, all these different things.
Yes.
But having that shutdown made me realize I can't have all my eggs in this one basket of Amazon.
Yeah.
I'm now going to look to sell it elsewhere.
Yes.
And that was like a light bulb moment for me as a brand new seller.
Yeah.
What I did is I then pivoted to what now has become Shopify.
Mm.
So I thought, if people are going to Amazon and buying the product, I wonder if I put an ad on Facebook, if they would also come to my website yes. to buy the product. And yeah. lo and behold, at that stage I was doing, by the time I got that up and running, I think I was doing $500,000 a month in Amazon because it came back up again.
Great.
Right. So it's sort of, we're down the track, things are going great. I then start doing another like $500,000 on Shopify. Yeah, at that stage. And then it yeah. just grew from there. So yes. ultimately I was doing like millions of dollars mm-hmm. a month across that platform. So then I think, and this is the takeaway for people listening.
Yep.
I then replicated that.
Yes.
So I took that model of start on Amazon, go to Shopify. And then I went, okay, boom, Australia, Amazon, Shopify, boom, UK.
Yeah, rinse and Amazon. Repeat. Rinse
yeah,
and repeat.
Just rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
And of course, each territory just brings more and more sales.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So what ultimately do you think would be your goals, you know, within the e-com space?
I think initially, you know, it's not finding that oh my goodness, the wow product initially. It's just getting the first 100 in there, getting those through to Amazon, going through that, stepping through that process of, you know, building that confidence of getting more units in the system, you know, finding the packaging and all of that sort of thing, and then seeing how that goes and knowing how to, you know, do PPC and all of that sort of thing, because that's a huge thing. So like we were just talking, imagine throwing in hundreds of thousands of units and not knowing how to do that stuff. And that's money sitting on the shelves in Amazon and you're not understanding that whole process behind PPC. And
I think that's why doing this in like baby steps.
Baby steps.
Like controlled baby steps, you know. Yeah. It's not just sort of throw it, money up against the wall and see what happens.
Yeah.
But it's controlled because it will give you ultimately the knowledge, which then gives you the confidence.
Yep.
Yeah. And if we, and if a online business does come up for sale that you think, hey, I like this.
Yeah.
You've now got
it's an opportunity.
Knowledge and confidence
yeah.
to now step into something like that.
Exactly. So baby steps first, continue having a good mindset, reflecting is really important, and speaking to your mentor.
Hey, and on that note, speaking to your mentor, what should people look for? There was obviously something that you saw in me at some point, whether it's you saw me over a journey, whether it was something that I just said and you were like, oh, that's why I've got to go see Matt. You know, there was...
Yeah, so I think it was where you've come from and your resilience, that's what sparked me. And then also getting up on that stage and thinking, wow, this guy has come from a pretty bad place, has got that tenacity to, you know, get from where he is and keep pushing. I thought this is the type of person that I want in my life, who is strong in resilience and who's actually been through that whole process and, you know, has failed, you know, some products on Amazon or hasn't even put any products on Amazon, but then did really well and has gone through lots of processes to get to where you are now.
Yeah, and you're talking about the product that I made up, spent about 50 grand on and never launched it.
Exactly. But just seeing you on stage and seeing the achievement, I thought, yep, that's the person that I need to mentor me.
Yeah. So, Melissa, when thinking about going into the Amazon space, who would you say that they need to, or someone needs to look out for if they're looking for a mentor? What are the key attributes that would stand out?
I think their own resilience as a person and someone who's actually gone through that process as well, and stamina to get through those rough patches and not give up. That's the type of person that I strive to be for myself, and that's what I want my mentor to be like.
It's interesting you say that. It was essentially the failures that I had but was able to overcome which led you to want to connect with me.
Yep. It's the failures first and then, right, how has that person achieved and what have they done to get to where they need to be, and then just keep pushing.
There's a saying in business is that you should never partner with someone who hasn't been through any failures or losses.
Yeah.
Because if they haven't, you don't know what they're going to be like if they do come about.
Yep.
And so if they've got the resilience that you talk about and the tenacity, that's probably someone that you want to work with.
Yeah. And I want that person to be, you know, strong-willed in their businesses and striving to look for other things, other ways to increase what they're doing in their own lives and in their business. So that's what I would like to, you know, put out there into someone's mind of how to go ahead and find their mentor.
Yeah. So, Melissa, you started the Amazon training program some years ago.
Yeah.
But do you think now, having sort of looking back, that you would have been able to get to where you are without actually taking on a mentor?
No way. Mm-mm.
Why?
No. The Amazon platform has got a lot of idiosyncrasies to it. And like we just touched on, it's easy to give up.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to give up on. And like I said, that's not me. And I needed to have somebody who's been through the process.
Yeah, because people would say, well, you could just go on YouTube and figure it out.
You could do that, but having access to somebody whenever you need to, and that's what you provide, that's what I need. I don't want to be just going onto YouTube. I can do that, yeah, sure, and get educated on YouTube. And I'm not knocking YouTube at all. That's the best place to go and learn whatever you need to learn, whether that be Amazon or anything else that you want to do. Yeah, great place to be knowledgeable. Knowledge is power. But I think that somebody who's actually been through that process and you've got access to all the time, which is what I needed, that's why. And
I think my specialty now is that I'm not an AI machine.
You're not an AI machine.
Yeah. Got that human factor.
Yeah, and that,
that's the selling
true.
Point these days.
It is.
I'm a human.
Yeah, it's a human. Right? The human
that's
factor.
That's the selling factor.
Yeah. It's a human factor. That's it. So, you know, yeah. So just having somebody there full time, whenever you need them, you know, is definitely.
Because that was that something that attracted you? Because I was providing 24/7 access as opposed to some other coaching programs that might be you meet up once a month or something.
Yeah, no, I need that. If I've got something in my mind, I can go, oh, hey, Matt, you know, WhatsApp, oh, this is what I'm thinking about and go down that path.
Get that feedback straight away.
Get that feedback straight away.
Yeah.
Or I can just call you in the car on the way to a client. Yeah. Okay, this is what I'm thinking about.
Yeah. The reason why I do that is because I want that so you can have instant feedback,
yep.
But also if you come across any challenges or stumbling blocks that we can tackle them immediately so
yeah.
You don't get that
overwhelm.
Barrier. Yeah, not overwhelm. Yeah, yep. You don't get that. But also you just don't stop and then you have to wait like another 4 weeks to talk to me.
Yeah, and then also you don't want to be in a position where you're starting to doubt. And then there's time, you know, if you don't have that person there, you know, whenever you need them, then you're going to have to wait.
To put you
then
back
you've got
into
too much
right?
time to be thinking about it. Oh, you know, this is not good. I'm not good enough now because I just haven't done being able to do this, that and the other. Whereas, no, you can stop that bang. Right, Matt, this is what I'm thinking. This is how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
You know,
I actually find a lot of the mentoring that I provide is actually more on mindset.
It is.
Which I didn't realize going into this type of program.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like, oh, Matt, how do I start up the Amazon account? How do I find a product?
No.
How do I make millions of dollars?
Yeah.
And most of it has actually been more on mindset, which I'm happy to talk about because I've been through the same mindset
yep.
myself.
Yep.
You know, and
you
challenges.
Know, yeah. And the thing is as well, you know, you're going to have meltdowns. You just expect that, you know, and it's just what you do after it.
Yeah.
Is what's really important. You know, go and have your meltdown if you need to go and have your meltdown, but know that you've got somebody there to, you know, step you through those next steps. You know, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the end of the world. You know, just pick yourself up, dust yourself off and keep on going.
Yeah, love it. Thank
yeah.
you so much, Melissa,
no,
for coming
thank
in today
you.
And sharing the insights into some of the mindset and things. And congratulations
yeah.
on where you're up to now.
Yeah, thank you.
Wish you the very, very best for the future.
Thanks, Matt. Thank
you. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me on Amazon Ecom Secrets. My name is Matthew Fraser. Big thanks to Melissa Spooner. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Take care. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.